Say, sir, for chapter 7. He's the heavenly one. Chapter 8 and 9 I would put together. Chapter 8, he's the light of the world. Chapter 9 is the illustration of it. He's the light of the world, chapter 8 and 9. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Chapter 8 and 9. Chapter 10, he's the shepherd. He's the true shepherd. He's the only shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the obedient shepherd. In chapter 10, he's the shepherd. Chapter 11, he's what? The resurrection and the life, all right? Chapter 11, using verse 20, 25. The resurrection and the life. Chapter 12. 12. He's the center of attraction. I hate to argue with you fellows. But in chapter 12, he's the center of attraction. At the feast, you remember, he was the center. On the road to Jerusalem, he's the center. On the cross, if I be lifted up, I will what? Draw all unto me, signifying by what death he would glorify God. He's the center of attraction, chapter 12. All right, now, 13 through 17, amazing thing. Teaching his disciples. 13, he's the advocate. He washed the disciples' feet. He's the advocate. In chapter 14, he's the coming one. If I go away, I will come again. In chapter 15, he's what? He's the vine. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Chapter 16, he's the preeminent one. The Spirit of God shall speak concerning him. He's the theme of the Spirit of God. He's the preeminent one. Chapter 16. Chapter 17, he's our high priest, or he's our intercessor. An amazing chapter, that 17th chapter of John. I'd well urge upon you men to say that 17th chapter be a wonderful chapter for a series of messages on the discourse between our Lord and his Father. You enter into the holiest of all. Take your shoes off when you come to chapter 17. Mm-hmm. You're standing on holy ground. We are given the privilege of hearing what the Son has to say to the Father. Chapter 17. All right, now chapter 18 and 19 is the obedient one. Or the faithful one. Faithful unto death. Chapter 18 and 19. You can either use the faithful one or the obedient one. Faithful unto death. Chapter 20, the victorious one. He overcame death. He's the victorious one. Conquered death. Chapter 21, he's the great, or he's the chief shepherd, giving instructions to the under shepherd, calling under shepherd, feed my sheep. Now, maybe I should be like the colored brother and say, you want to check up on me now? I gave this one time to the school down here, to the colored school preacher. When I got through, I said, now you check up on your paper to see if you've got them right. And when I went through the whole 21 chapters, a number of hands went up and I said, yes, what is it? I said, you got them right. All right, let you check on them, will you, please? Chapter 1, he's the Word. 2, he's the Creator. 3, he's the Savior. 4, he's the Water of Life. 5, he's the Judge. 6, he's the Bread of Life. 7, he's the Heavenly One. 8 and 9, he's the Light of the World. Chapter 10, he's the Shepherd. 11, he's the Resurrection and the Life. And 12, he's the Center of Attraction. 13, is the Advocate. 14, he's the Coming One. 15, he's the Vine. 16, the Preeminent One. 17, he's our Intercessor, our High Priest. 18 and 19, he's the Faithful One. In 20, he's the victorious one. In 21, he's the shepherd. You got him right? All right. All right, let's go along now and take up chapter 1. And if I get through 21 chapters, it'll be one of the first times I've ever done it here in this But we can do it. We can easily. I've already gone through the whole book with you already. All right, now, first of all, teaching, we'll follow through both those divisions together. Teaching individuals, chapters 1 to 4. And the first thing is, we're going to use the chapter division. Christ the Word, chapter 1. Christ the Word, chapter 1. So we'll combine these two divisions and make it and use it together. Numeral number 1, teaching individuals, chapters 1 to 4. Firstly, Christ the Word, chapter 1. Now, A under that, or whichever way you do your divisions, makes a difference to me. The Revelation, chapter 1, 1 to 14. The Revelation, 1 to 14. Who he is. And I have under A, 7 things, kind of keep us straight. Not that I try to make it 7, by the way, there are some men who think they've got to have 7. I didn't try to do that. Whether it's got 5, 6, or 7 makes no difference to me, as long as you get the truth. But I've got 7 things, happen to have 7 things under A. The Revelation, the first 14 verses. First of all, before incarnation, the first 2 verses, before incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now you have 3 things here. Above you have, first of all, his expression. In the beginning was the Word. That speaks of expression. We express ourselves by words. And remember that all the wisdom of God is found in Christ. He is God expressing himself. In Colossians chapter 2, the 3rd verse, God has hidden in Christ all his treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. You remember that in Colossians 2, 3. In the beginning was the Word, I repeat. Expression. And then the Word was with God. That personal distinction. The Word was with God. Personal distinction. You remember in the book of Genesis chapter 1, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. In Genesis chapter 11, let us go down and confound their language. Or if you want to go back to chapter 3, behold, man is become as one of us. When Adam and Eve failed God and rebelled, behold, man is become as one of us. Or in chapter 11, let us go down and confound their language. Or if you want to take Proverbs chapter 8, you remember that amazing passage where wisdom is personified. I was with him when he made the world. I was his daily delight before ever the heavens were brought forth. If you have personal distinction, or if you have it in John chapter 17, when our Lord, you remember in those first few verses, the first 5 verses, or you take that 5th verse, and now, Father, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I'm quoting John 17:5. That amazing statement of our Savior when he said, Father, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Personal distinction. You could multiply that. If you want to follow it through, you have it in Paul speaking of it in Philippians chapter 2. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not a thing to be grasped after or held on to. Same thing in Zechariah chapter 13. The man who is my fellow, saith the Lord. Or you have it in Hebrews chapter 1. Need I go any further? Personal distinction. And then the Word was God. The Word was God. And here you have his nature, his deity. That is Hebrews 1, 3. Is the exact character, image of God. John 14:9, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Colossians 1:19, it was pleasing to the Godhead, if I give you the revision there, it was pleasing to the Godhead in him all fullness to dwell. Or in Colossians 2:9, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are filled full in him. Colossians 1:19, John 14:9, Hebrews 1:3. And the whole gospel through John teaches this fact. All right, the second thing, he is the creator. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by him. You remember in Revelation chapter 4, he is worshipped as the creator. In Revelation chapter 5, he is worshipped as the redeemer. I mentioned those two parts, especially Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. Worshipped as the creator in the first in chapter 4, worshipped as the redeemer in chapter 5. If you want to follow through, in Hebrews 1:2, he was the one who's not only the upholder, but is the creator of all things. You have it here in John 1:10. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. In Colossians chapter 1, 15 to 16, by him all things were made, whether being things in heaven or on earth. All things were made by him. And in Ephesians chapter 3, the 9th verse, Ephesians 3:9. All right, the third thing in the passage. He is life and life, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. The darkness comprehended it not, or the darkness could not put it out. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Will you please mark that man, the whole world, is in moral darkness. Dead in trespasses and sin. It needs two things. It needs life. It needs light. I mention this to be brief. Ephesians 2:1, you have been made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. And our moral condition of darkness, I've used Romans chapter 8:8-9. The carnal mind is 7 and 8, rather. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I suggest Job 14:4. Can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean, not a one? Romans 3:10-12. An amazing passage concerning the character of man. There's none righteous, no, not one. Or if you want to follow through Jeremiah 13:23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spots? Neither can you or his cousin to do evil do good. Man is in such terrible condition. And it's intimated here. In him is life. And him is light. What man needs is two things. Life and light. They're dead in things and in such terrible moral darkness. As we shall find that into this darkness God sends a man to introduce the light. And whoever heard of a light being introduced? Man in such terrible darkness. Now look at that fourth verse. In him was life. Here you have the key of the whole book of John. The source of life. Apart from him there is no life. Let's get that very clear. And I say it very emphatically, bluntly, dogmatically. Give me some more words. Apart from him, there is no life. He's the source of life. It's not a question of being good, bad, or indifferent. It's not a question of being religious or irreligious. It's not a question of anything that man can do. In him is life. And to be separated from him means eternal night, eternal death, eternal darkness. I will pick up from there in our next lesson. We go to 10 o'clock, do we not? 14.